Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Here is a message for you with some announcements that will help to explain what's going to be happening with the podcast over the next few weeks. I've got some things to tell you. So listen up. I'm currently sitting in my brother's flat in South London. It's a Wednesday morning. I'm just visiting London for a couple of days to see my brother, to visit London School of English, and to see Andy Johnson, to attend to a bit of business and to sort some other things out while I'm here. So I was at the London School of English just the other day to see Andy Johnson and also to see some of my former colleagues. It was very nice to be back there. But now I'm going back to Paris today. I've just got a little bit of time here this morning to record this message for you before I catch the Eurostar to go back to Paris. So I'm just taking a moment now to record this for you. I've got a few things to tell you, okay? So listen up. First thing is, I'm going away for a while. I'm leaving for a while. I'm going on holiday for a couple of weeks, okay? Don't worry, I will be back. Of course, the podcast will return, but I'm going to be away on holiday until the end of August. So I'm going to disappear for a few weeks. Now, what this means is that I won't be doing the podcast while I'm away, and I probably won't be on social media a lot either, so I might not be able to respond to questions or comments by email in the comments section and so on, because I'll be taking time off, getting away from it all, and just relaxing with my wife on holiday. So I'm going to disappear for a while. Now, you might be thinking this. You might be thinking, will there be no podcasts until September, Luke? When will the podcast return? Well, there should be some episodes and also some website content arriving while I'm gone. So while I'm away, you should get some stuff. I've recorded a few things recently over the last couple of days. I've recorded a few things, including a couple of things here in the UK. And before I go away on holiday, I'm going to edit those things together, make them into audio files, and then set them to automatically publish while I am away on holiday. So keep an eye on your podcast app, keep an eye on the website, keep an eye on your email inbox if you're subscribed to the mailing list, because some new content should arrive automatically while I'm away, including things like this. Something that I recorded with my dad at the weekend. So you can expect something with Rick Thompson. Not about politics this time. I'll let you wait and see what that one's about. You should also get something. You should get a couple of things I recorded with Andy Johnson, recorded just the other day at the London School of English. So watch out for those. And on the podcast, maybe something else if I have time. So at least three episodes should arrive automatically while I'm away. It really depends on how much I can get done before we leave in a few days. So as well as those podcast episodes, there should be one or two website-only episodes too. These will be episodes that won't appear on the podcast, but which you will be able to listen to on the website. So that will probably be a couple of things I've done with James, something movie-related and something music-related. So I think that's a total of about five things. The thing with three podcast episodes, one with my dad, two with Andy Johnson, and then two other things that I did with my brother, and they will only appear on the website. Okay? So watch out. Some stuff will arrive while I'm gone. A couple of podcast episodes and some website-only episodes as well. Okay? Now, the best way to keep up with both the podcast episodes and the website-only content is to join the mailing list on the website. If you join the mailing list on the website, you will receive an email whenever I upload new stuff. That includes podcast episodes, but also website-only content. The website-only stuff will have a link. It'll say in the link something like website only, so you'll know that you can only read it or listen to it on the website. Now, I wonder how many of you actually check out the website. I've worked out that it's something like less than 5% of my podcast audience actually visits the website. I'm not sure why that is, considering the amount of content that's there for you, including all the notes, the transcriptions, videos, and stuff for each episode, not to mention the episode archive, which contains some things that you will never have discovered if you just listen to the podcast episodes through an app or on your phone or on iTunes or something. I know that the website is blocked in some places, so there's not much you can do about that. But if you can, do check out the website. It doesn't work very well on a phone. I know the mobile version isn't great. It works best on a computer. So less than 5% of you out there listening to this have checked the website or tend to check the website. So I'm just basically making an appeal to those of you, to the 95% of you, to check out the website from your computer, teacherluke.co.uk. And check the episode archive for some content that you probably won't have seen if you only listen to the podcast. So some extra website-only stuff. Okay, so check out the website, join the mailing list, confirm the email that you receive when you join the mailing list, and then watch out for some new podcast episodes and also some of that website-only content. Okay, now the next thing I want to announce is that there are loads of Lepster meetups happening over the next few weeks. A whole bunch of Lepster meetups going on in different places around the world. Something in Spain, something in Japan, several things happening in Russia. And also recently there was the one that happened in London, and I'm just going to talk about that as well for a moment. So starting in Spain, there's a Lepster meetup happening in Alicante. Alicante. Yeah, this is the embarrassing bit where I can't pronounce the place names properly, but, you know, it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't really. I'm not going to get embarrassed by that. Alicante in Spain. So attention, all Lepsters in the area of Alicante in Spain, because a meetup is happening there on the 6th of August. The 6th of August, is that this coming Sunday? Wednesday the 2nd, Thursday the 3rd, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th, yeah. Sunday the 6th of August in Alicante in Spain. A meetup is happening there with a Russian listener called Alex, who is from the Moscow meetup group, actually. You can find the details on the page for this episode. Right at the top of the page, I'm including the links for Facebook for all of these meetups. And that's where you'll find the address and the time and stuff like that. The details are on the website. They're also on Facebook. So it's happening on the 6th of August at 6 p.m. in the Queen Victoria Pub Bar Cafe. Queen Victoria on Calemar 03189 Orihuela in Alicante, Spain. Okay, 6th of August, 6 p.m. Queen Victoria Pub in Calemar, in Orihuela, in Alicante. Here are three reasons why it's a good idea to you. Let me start that sentence again. Here are three reasons why it's a good idea for you to go to this meetup, and indeed to any of the meetups, because this applies to all of them. So first thing is that you can do lots of speaking practice, and this is really good for your English. We all know this. We all know that you've got to take advantage of any speaking opportunities that you have. And this is one of those opportunities. The second thing for the Alicante meetup is that Alex, who is hosting this meetup, is a really nice, friendly guy and an interesting person to talk to. He's been involved in almost all of the Moscow Lepsters meetings. He's got lots of experience of doing these things. He also attended one in Prague as well. And he's very interested in meeting up with any Lepsters who are in the area. I think he's in Spain on holiday. I think so. And he's especially keen to meet podcast listeners from different countries. So this is a cool Russian-Spanish crossover here. So, and the third reason is that simply you can meet friendly people and just have a really good time. In my experience, Lepsters are really nice, interesting people who share a similar outlook on life. And it's definitely worth meeting up with each other because you will make friends from different countries and you'll have a really good experience meeting some like-minded, chatty people. So I heartily encourage you to take part. Alexander Suvorov, that's Alex, he's the host. I expect that you'll be able to find him there at the Queen Victoria. He won't be hiding or anything, but if you struggle to find him, perhaps you could ask at the bar if they know where the LEP meeting is happening. You could just, you know, discreetly approach the bar and say, excuse me, do you know where the LEP meeting is happening? If you like, you can do it discreetly as if you're a secret agent, as if you're sort of inquiring about a secret meeting that's happening. You could do that. I'm here for the LEP meeting. the eagle flies at midnight. You could do it discreetly like a secret agent, but that's not really necessary. It's not a secret meeting. Quite the opposite. It's very much a public meeting. So anyway, if you can't find Alex, you know, just try asking at the bar. He might have told them that it's happening. So that's the one that's happening in Alicante in Spain, 6th of August, 6 p.m, Queen Victoria Pub. All right, the details are on the website. Also, on the same date, at the same time, there's a meetup happening in St. Petersburg in Russia. They're back again, meeting up again. And it's happening at, ooh, I'm going to have to say this as well, Kazanskaya 7. Meeting point, Kazanskaya 7, on the second floor of the cafeteria. Does that make sense to you if you're in St. Petersburg? If it doesn't, then you can simply find the link on the page for this episode for the St. Petersburg LEP Club, and you can find the details of their meetup. They're getting together again after a little break. They haven't met up for a little while, so they're getting together again. 6th of August at 6 p.m, Kazanskaya 7, meeting point, Kazanskaya 7, on the second floor of the cafeteria. Okay? All right, then. Also, Moscow. The Moscow Lepsters get together very regularly. They're getting together again on Sunday, the 6th of August. That's this coming Sunday. But to be honest, I'm not sure where it's happening. I think the details haven't been decided yet. But the details should arrive on their Facebook and their VK pages very soon. You can find the link to the Facebook page on the page for this episode on my website. But check out the Moscow Lepsters Facebook group or VK group for the details of their upcoming meetup. Okay, the next one is happening in Tokyo on the 19th of August. So there's a Lepsters meeting happening on the 19th of August, and it's another sort of international crossover. I got a message from Hideki Kanazawa, who is a regular attendee of the Tokyo meetups. I met Hideki at that gig that I did in Tokyo. And so Hideki wrote to me and he said this: "Hello, Luke, what have you been up to?" Well, Hideki, I've been in London sort of meeting up with people and doing podcast episodes and stuff. And Hideki said, "Today I have some exciting news. A Lepster from Russia is coming to Tokyo. He contacted us on Facebook and we decided to have a meetup with him." Okay, so this is a Russian-Japanese sort of meetup that's going on. And Hideki says, "This is a kind of first joint meetup for us, so I'm very excited. We're going to have it on the 19th of August. Could you please, by any chance, announce our new meetup on your podcast or your website?" Well, I'm happy to announce it on the podcast, Hideki. And this is it. It's happening right now. And Hideki said, "Thank you as always. Cheers, Hideki." Nice to hear from you, Hideki. I'm very glad to know that you're getting together with a Russian listener on the 19th of August. So, apparently they're getting together in an izakaya in Shinbashi, somewhere in Shinbashi. Apparently they haven't chosen the exact location yet, but check out the Facebook page for the event and you will see where they decide to do it. So, Tokyo Lepsters, this is a nice opportunity for you to get together. There's a special guest in town from Russia, and you can join Hideki and this Russian Lepster and whoever else is going to turn up. And again, you will find some nice, like-minded people who also listen to this podcast who you could make friends with and speak English to. Okay? All right. Check the page for this episode to find all of the links for those meetups if you're interested in taking part in Alicante, Spain, Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Tokyo. Now, also, you will remember that recently I announced that Lepsters were getting together in London. And the London meetup was actually organised at quite late notice. I think it happened on the 30th of July. That was last Sunday. It was organised at quite late notice, and I announced it just a few days before it happened. So there wasn't a big turnout, which is a pity. In fact, to be honest, only 5 people turned up to that one. Here's a little report about what happened. One of those 5 people was Zdenek Lukas, who you might know from Zdenek's English podcast. He was officially hosting the meetup at the Fitzroy Tavern in London, one of my favourite pubs. The second person there was, in fact, me. That's right, yes, I was there. I didn't mention that I would be coming when I announced it on the podcast, because when I announced it, I wasn't sure if I could make it. I didn't actually plan originally to be there, but I was in the UK visiting my parents in another town. I was up in Warwick. But I came to London a little bit earlier than expected. I actually travelled back to London late on Sunday afternoons, a little bit earlier than I expected. And so I decided to drop in on the meetup. So I turned up and I met up with Zdenek. Now, the 3rd, 4th and 5th people, it seems, were there, but Zdenek and I didn't actually see them. Apparently, they couldn't find us. They were in the pub too, but they couldn't find us. One of those people was Thomas, and I read his comment on the Facebook page. It looks like Thomas turned up at the pub with a couple of friends, but they couldn't find us. But Thomas, we were just standing outside the pub. We weren't actually in the pub. We were standing in the kind of standing around area, just outside the pub, drinking our beers and talking. And both Zdenek and I were there from 7 o'clock until 8:30, just outside the door on the Charlotte Street side of the pub. And I'm really sorry that you missed us. But anyway, London Lepsters, I know that there are lots of you out there. Any Lepsters in London, you missed out on Sunday because Zdenek and I had a very nice evening. And I imagine Thomas and his friends also had a nice evening somewhere else in the pub. But Zdenek and I had a lovely time. We had a couple of drinks. We did lots of talking. And also, Zdenek recorded a 30-minute episode of his podcast with the two of us, as he likes to do in situations like that. We recorded a 30-minute episode of Zdenek's podcast. A fairly ridiculous conversation about crime with lots of idioms as well. I expect he'll be uploading that one quite soon. And I'll probably post the episode on my website if it gets published before I go on holiday. So you can check it out on, you know, at Zdenek's podcast page on Audioboom. But also, I expect I'll be sharing that on my website. And that'll probably be, that'll go up automatically while I'm away on holiday. So you can check that one out. But anyway, other listeners in London, you missed out. I was looking forward to meeting a few people. And I'm sorry that I didn't meet Thomas and his friends. But anyway, Zdenek and I had a lovely time. And you'll be able to hear some of it in his podcast episode when it arrives. The fifth thing, and I guess this is the final thing for me to announce here in this episode, the fifth thing is I'd like to say well done to the Orion transcription team. They have now transcribed 100 episodes of the podcast. So congratulations to the Orion team. Well done. That's a huge crowd of people applauding you. Well done. 100 episodes. So I just wanted to give some respect to all the people who joined the Orion team and did the 100 episodes. This was done by members of the team, a few ninjas. There's loads. I've got a massive army of ninjas. Apparently some of them got involved in this. And also a few people working on their own, doing their own episodes. You can check out the huge list of Orion team members in the comment section under the transcript collaboration page. There's a massive list of names of people who've been involved in transcribing those 100 episodes. It's like watching the credits at the end of a Pixar animation movie. It's like the credits at the end of a Star Wars movie or something. All of these names, like these thousands of names of people who are involved in the project. It's like that. So here's a little update on the transcribing and proofreading of episodes of this podcast. Here's the situation. So transcribing and proofreading, this is a collaborative project done by listeners at a variety of different English levels, working together for mutual benefit. You've got the Orion team. That's what the team is called, the Orion team. It's called that because Orion is a constellation of stars, and the members of the Orion team are basically a group of stars doing a really great job. The Orion team is dedicated to transcribing episodes of the podcast by dividing each episode into three-minute sections. Each member transcribes their three-minute section, and then the transcription is made like that. It's actually done very easily. When you get a group of people working together, it's amazing how much you can achieve. It's all done using Google Documents, which are shared, which everyone can edit online. 100 episodes finished. Fantastic. Now, the next step is to proofread those transcripts. So we've got these transcripts that are all done by listeners, but there are probably some errors and little, you know, problems in there. Errors and things that people have misheard. So the next job is to proofread all those transcripts. Proofreading, that's when you check something, you check something that's been written, you check it for errors, and you correct those errors as you go. So this proofreading job is really for the more advanced listeners of this podcast. Okay, so I'm now calling on any advanced level listeners to Luke's English Podcast. If you've got a good level of English, if your English is decent, I'm talking to you now, okay? Because there is now a new team dedicated to proofreading transcriptions that have been written by the Orion team. This new proofreading team is called the Andromeda team. That's right, Andromeda. Because Andromeda is another group of stars. So we've got another group of stars that we're calling the Andromeda team. So Andromeda team used, and there are already a few members of the Andromeda team working right now. The Andromeda team use their more advanced skills to check the transcriptions done by the Orion team and proofread them. At this stage, the Andromeda proofreading team is quite small, so I'm making a request for new members. So calling all listeners with a high level of English, we need you for the Andromeda proofreading team. What you can do is read a finished transcript and make any changes or corrections which you think are necessary. On the transcript collaboration page on my website, you just check the website, teacherluke.co.uk, where it says transcripts, hover the mouse and it will pop up transcript collaboration. Click that. So on that page, you'll see, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the rules of the project, and scroll down, you'll see some blue boxes. That's where you'll find folders for the different transcripts. So scroll down, you'll see blue boxes. One of them says, finished transcripts, please help to correct them. Okay, click that, because that's the folder with all the finished transcripts that need to be proofread. Okay, so you could get into that folder, and if you like, pick an episode to proofread. Now, I recommend that you listen to the episode that you're proofreading while you're doing it. You can turn any text that you've proofread, any text that's been done, turn it blue. Just highlight the text and turn it blue so that you and everyone else knows that that's been proofread. Then fully proofread documents, fully blue documents, will then be moved into the Andromeda team folder to show that they've been proofread. I recommend also that you probably let Antonio know that you're involved. And you can do that by leaving a comment on the transcript collaboration website, okay? Leave a comment on the transcript collaboration page. Your comment could say something like this. It could say, I want to join the Andromeda team, or I want to do some proofreading. Then someone should notice your comment and they should reply to you, and then they'll tell you what to do next, and then you'll be in the team. The other thing that you could do is you could send an email to Antonio at pthholome@me.com. So that's pthholome@me.com. Send an email to Antonio and just say, Hi Antonio, I'd like to join the Andromeda team. What shall I do next? Okay, so if you're interested, I'd suggest that you get in touch with someone first, and then they'll bring you into the team, and then you can pick your transcription to proofread. Okay, now, transcribing and proofreading, they're both very good ways to work on your English more intensively and turn listening input into intake. It's all good listening to the podcast and just listening to episodes, but you'll be surprised at how much you can benefit from focusing really carefully on every single word by doing transcribing or proofreading. It's really good training that allows you to focus on specific language, specific pronunciation, spelling, grammar, and many other things. It's a great exercise. It helps me because it means that I have more transcripts to offer to my listeners, and it helps other listeners because they can read the words that they're hearing in episodes. That's especially true for the lower level listeners who don't understand everything. They can use the transcripts to help them. Okay, so doing the transcription and proofreading projects means that everyone's a winner. Okay, so as I said, leave a comment on the transcription page or send an email to Antonio, and that's probably the best way to get started. Okay, Orion team and Andromeda team working together to make Luke's English podcast even better for everyone out there in the world. Okay, right, so that's it then. That's it for this message. So to sum up, just to summarize, I'll be going away on holiday in a few days and then I'll disappear for a few weeks. But watch out for some content that will be automatically published in the form of a few podcast episodes and also some website-only content which should be arriving while I'm away. Over the coming weeks, I hope that you continue to practice your English in various ways. Just listening to new episodes is good, or you could check out the old ones again from the archive, because that helps you to pick up language more effectively when you listen several times. Have a lovely August, and I will be back properly at the end of the month. But for now, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.